It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In New Hampshire tonight, the last of the polls close in less than half an hour. The New Hampshire contest is the year's first presidential primary, and it is a key test for frontrunners and also-rans alike. This year, it's especially relevant for one seasonal resident of the state, Mitt Romney, the former governor of neighboring Massachusetts. But there's plenty of opportunity for others to make news there tonight. And joining me now from Manchester is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, hi. How you doing?
Good to be with you, Melissa. We're doing fine up here.
Great. And all the polls close there at 8, but a number have closed already at 7, and very preliminary returns coming in. Ron, let's tick through some of them. I'm seeing 4% of precincts reporting, just like, what is it, 11,000 votes or something like that. Mitt Romney out in front, as was expected, about 37% of the vote so far. Ron Paul behind him with 24%, and John Huntsman after that, 14%. Newt Gingrich at maybe 12. Again, very, very early returns, but what do those numbers indicate to you, if anything?
Well, the polls are continuing to close. Some closed a little over a half an hour ago, some just about 5 minutes ago. Quite the majority of the polls in the state should be closed by now, and they should all be closed by 8 o'clock. Now, we have seen a peak at a first wave of exit polls. We generally do not talk about the horse race aspect of the exit polls until we have more than one wave or until we have seen a substantial number of actual votes counted by officials. And as you say, we're still looking at a tiny handful of precincts. At the same time, from what we've seen, preliminary as it all is, there does not seem to be anything in the numbers thus far that would change the outline of the contest here as we've been describing it for some time, or as it's been described in the tracking polls in recent days. So we expect that fairly early on this evening we'll be able to name a winner, but there'll be a bigger question mark about who's in second place. That could be kind of complicated, mm-hmm. And then we'll see probably a battle for fourth place.
Ron, you mentioned the exit polls, and as you look through the data coming in from those exit polls, what are they showing about who voted today and what was on their minds?
Most remarkable thing is that you can't really say that this was a primary among Republicans. Only 49% of the people who have talked to exit pollsters today identified themselves as Republicans. Now, in Iowa, in the caucuses, 74% said they were outright Republicans. Now, we've only got about half the people participating today calling themselves Republicans. Now, that's partly because of the political culture here. It's live free or die, and to some degree, that means live free from party identification. Mm-hmm. 40% of the people in the state prefer to call themselves independents. And clearly, because there's no real contest on the Democratic side, President Obama's name is there with a lot of people that you wouldn't have heard of, and so there's no contest there, so these independents clearly decide they would vote over on the Republican side. As far as what's on their minds, yeah. That tends to be more economic. 60% said the economy, 25% said the deficit, 33% said beat Obama. These obviously add up to more than 100%, but 27% said an experienced candidate, and only 14% said they were looking for the true conservative in the field. So a much less conservative or hardcore conservative kind of electorate than we saw in Iowa, much more moderate in the main.
And Ron, if Mitt Romney does win, as expected in New Hampshire, back-to-back contests, back-to-back victories then in Iowa and then New Hampshire, what would that mean?
It would put him in a commanding position traditionally. But I don't think that we have really answered the question of Mitt Romney's vulnerability. He still seems to be able to be characterized as somebody who is a bit cruel, a little bit hard-hearted, somebody who's kind of a narrow-eyed businessman who comes across as a bit of a phony. When Newt Gingrich said, "Can we cut the pious baloney?" the other day, that line clearly drew blood. Now, even if Newt Gingrich himself as a candidate doesn't do well, that particular concept and some of these attacks on his business career clearly are having some impact.
And briefly, Ron, if we saw Michelle Bachmann drop out after a poor finish in Iowa, would you expect to see the field narrowed after tonight?
It could be, but no. I do not expect anyone to necessarily drop out after tonight. John Huntsman might have if he didn't have a good performance, but I think we're going to see enough response to John Huntsman in the results tonight that he'll stick around for South Carolina and possibly Florida as well.
Okay. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving in Manchester, New Hampshire. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.